Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Hey man, welcome back. This is Pastor Pratt. I hope you guys had a great week. Hope you spent a lot of time loving on your family and getting prepared for Father's Day. I know y'all setting up some wonderful things for your fathers. If you have not already planned something, make sure you make plans to be with us on Father's Day at Freed Indeed Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield, out in Tolleson, Arizona. You will love it. We have some special things planned for the fathers, and we just want to love on them and let them know how much we appreciate them. Listen, make sure you tell somebody that Pastor Pratt is on the air and that I'm desiring to spend some time with you focused on freedom. And we want you to know just how much we really enjoy having these moments with you. It has been a great joy for me to grow with you over this past year, to really begin to operate on a different level. I mean, God has just been blessing so much at Freed Indeed Christian Center and taking us to new and new heights. We are in the process now of looking for a new building. I know, man, it's like going into year three. This is super, super, super exciting. We just believe in God. We are just calling things that are not, that as though they were. I call the house full. I told God, listen, I'm looking forward to the time when we are baptizing hundreds of people a month, when we have a group in Africa, and we got a group in California, and we got another group, you know, somewhere else in the world, in Russia, and China. I want to be just all over the world spreading your love to people, letting them know that you are a God who truly intends to change lives. You're not some on the shelf God who just sits back and takes all the accolades and wants us to be out spreading his name. You truly are doing things in the lives of people. And it's your desire that we grow and that we change, that we become stronger, that we become representatives for you in the earth, that people can look to and say, now, God is really moving in their lives. And I want him to move in my life as well. So I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about Father's Day. Still have not decided what I'm going to do for my husband, but it's going to be special. I want more and more information. You guys, come on now. Don't hold out your secrets on me. Tell me what you're doing. Because after, 20-something years, it gets hard to surprise him and come up with something new. I mean, it's only so many times you can go golfing. Ew. You know, we could take a staycation. They have some pretty good resorts here, so maybe we might look at doing that. But if you come up with something super, super, super creative, maybe I'll go on Pinterest and find something. But if you have something that's super fun and your husband has enjoyed it and pastor can legally do it, send me an email. You know my email address. youarefreedindeed@gmail.com. Call me at 480-758-9528. Send me a text message or find me on Facebook. Request to be my Facebook friend. And let's talk about it, because I really am looking for something special to do for him and want to have a good time. Finally got Denevia back home. Praise the Lord. My sofa is free. Oh, God, it's just so great just having the twins and my husband. Y'all know this is their last year, and they will be going off to college next year, so I'll probably cry a little bit, but not much. They love to tease me because I cry about all kinds of things. But that's just God's way of washing my face. See? Okay, that didn't make no sense, but I think it is. I think it's cute. My kids laugh at me, too, when I say that. That's just God's way of washing my face. Like God gave you a face towel and water, Mom. You don't need to wait and cry to wash your face. I hope that's not the only time. But you got to understand, my kids have attitudes. So I'm looking forward to the twins going out. Kenzie and I will be taking a road trip. She's looking at a university in Florida. I'm not too excited about that, but you know what? It's worked out well for the other two. I did tell y'all that Jasmine graduated and is working in Tucson. I'm excited about that. Denevia is back in school, her last year of law school. That is an extraordinary story. I mean, when we're talking about words of faith, I'm going to share that with you in the second break, her story, because when we're talking about how to use God's word as a motivator, as an encourager, how to call things that are not as though they were. Denevia's story is extraordinary on all fronts. I mean, it took a lot of faith. It took a lot of belief. It took a lot of word of God. It took just what we would call mountain moving faith in order for us to hang in there with her and for her to believe and to get things done. So I want to share that with you in the second segment, because we are looking at the word of God and how the word of God can change things in your life. And I want you to understand that this is not just some biblical reference that we're making here. We actually see the word of God on a daily basis, changing our lives, motivating and challenging us, and just putting the devil to flight. And that's a marvelous thing when the enemy has to leave you alone, when he has to take his hands off of you, because you have rightfully divided the word of truth, because you have made God's word relevant in your situation right now today, when the enemy has no choice but to just get away from you. Man, that's an extraordinary thing when you see God's word make him leave you alone. I just always see in my mind when Jesus was being tempted and the devil was just bringing forth everything that he knew Jesus was, he was assuming that Jesus would be weakened, and Jesus would just reply, "It is written." Those are the kinds of moments when you stand on the precipice of doing something great and you're able to just say, "It is written." And the devil has to flee from you for a season. He has to get away from you, go regroup, and then come back. And as soon as he does, you just begin to apply the word of God again. That is an extraordinary place to be in your life, because you're right there, and you're not ignorant of the fact that he's just gone for a season. But you already know that, like any good farmer, you know how to navigate through the seasons. You know when to plant, when to harvest. You know when to spread abroad. You know all these things based on God's word. And that's the kind of thing that God is doing when we understand the creative power of his word. So I'm extremely excited about it, and I want to share with you. Listen, 9401 West Garfield, Freed and D Christian Center, Pastor Brenda Pratt. I am the senior pastor there. I am looking for some marvelous people to link up with us. And I know you're out there. I know you're coming, because I see you all the time. So I just want to bless God for giving us this platform to reach you, this opportunity to share with you what he is saying. And then he's given us the opportunity to minister into your life, to watch what he spoke about you in the dark of night, those things that only you and God know that he said to you, for you to be able to come back and say, "Pastor, God has brought this to pass in my life." It is a marvelous thing for me to be able to be a part of that with you and to be able to share all those things with you. I want you to grow. I want you to be happy. I want you to be able to speak over your children's life. I want your marriage to be whole and complete. I want everything about you to be supercharged. Listen, I want you to go on cruises and fly first class, because that's what the power of God's word unlocks for you. It says, "No good thing am I going to withhold from you, because you walk upright before me." He's going to give you exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you could even think or ask. I taught him already at Freed and D. God is not concerned about eating. He's not concerned about dressing. He's not concerned about driving. He's not concerned about where he's going to live. He wants you to experience all of those good things. He wants to pour those things into your life. He wants you to have life and life more abundantly, because when he can put that into your life, then the world sees that God is able to bring to pass the things in the life of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. And we don't have to hook or crook nothing. We don't have to cheat and scheme and lie. We don't have to work two jobs. We don't have to go do. We just base our lives on what his word says about us. Then we go tell him what we need, and then we wait in expectancy for him to give it to us. Good God, in the morning, you wait in expectancy for God to bring into fruition what your word has already put out into the atmosphere. And that's why we're doing these next few segments, because I need you to understand how to put the right things into the atmosphere. I need you to be able to understand how to place your order correctly. Listen, when I go to Burger King, I know exactly how to place my order. There are no two ways about it. I have rehearsed it. I placed it multiple times. So when I get in line and they say, "Hi, welcome to Burger King. May I help you?" I automatically look at her and smile. I say, "Yes. I would like a Whopper, double broiled. I would like no nubby lettuce, extra pickles, extra tomatoes, cut in half." See, I can do that in my sleep because I already know how to order. So when I come to God's word, I already know how to order. I would take more abundance in my life, please. Thank you. I would have peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you. I would have health from my head to my toes. Thank you. I would have wealth in my house. Thank you. I would have my children rise up and call me blessed. Thank you. I know how, according to the word of God, to place my order in the natural and then wait for them to go back into the supernatural and bring it out to me. I already know how to do that. I know how to say, "Peace, be still." Thank you. And in "peace, be still" is served up on me. I know how to go to God and tell him, "Listen, the storms of life are raging, crashing in about me, but I know that there's no place I can go that you will not leave me, that you'll leave me or forsake me. I know anywhere I go, if I go to the depths of the ocean, you're already there. If I ascend to the highest heights, you're already there. If I go to hell itself, you're there." Thank you. See, now when you get that kind of a surety, it's just like standing before the Burger King waitress. "Yes. I'll take a Whopper, double broil, no nubby lettuce, extra pickles, extra tomatoes, cut in half." And then you don't move until it comes. How many of you leave after you place your order and pay your money before it comes? Not a single one of us would do that. That's the same kind of legitimacy I got to place on God's word. Once I place it into the atmosphere, I'm not moving from it until it's delivered to me. Because the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can get me to leave the position that God has put me in before what I've asked for is served, then he's won. If the enemy can get me to exit Burger King before that double Whopper, no nubby lettuce, extra pickles, extra tomatoes cut in half is given to me, then he's won. He got to keep my money and he got to keep my food and he sent me home hungry. See, that's all the enemy does. He wants to send you away from the table of God hungry. He wants you to leave God's presence dissatisfied with the interaction. He wants you to leave God's presence feeling like you didn't get everything out of it that you expected. But the devil is a lie, because we're going to figure out how to use God's word to make sure when we place an order, when we put God's word out there into the natural, the supernatural has already gotten started and the word is on its way. Stay in position until it comes. Call somebody. Let them know Focused on Freedom is on the air. Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend time with you. I'm giving you some life-changing word that's going to assure that what you say comes to pass. Amen? Amen.
This is Al Slaughter with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Listen, you gotta stand assured. Did you call somebody? Did you get your paper and your pencil ready? Because we're going to be moving through this. And I really want you to move through this with me. So we have to get some things figured out right quick. Because if we are saying that we're going to use the Word of God as our focal point, if we're going to make that paradigm shift, remember I told you about that word last time, a paradigm is a way of thinking and believing that you've established in your life. So we got to make a paradigm shift. That means we got to change the way we think. We got to change the way we operate. We got to change the way we believe. We have to make a wholehearted investment in change. And right now, we have to change the words that are prevalent in our lives. We have to change the words that are prevalent in our lives. I had someone explain it to me like this. You know, if you are a person who uses foul language, if you ever hit your finger with a hammer and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a foul word, then you know you ain't got that all out of you. But if you hit your hand with a hammer and you say, oh my goodness, Jiminy Biblets, you might be on your way. You might be getting a little closer to where you need to be. So we have to wholeheartedly make that paradigm shift to the point where we are like this. Listen, to the point where we're on automatic pilot. We're on autopilot. It just becomes a part of us that is so natural. It's like the rhythms of sleep. When you go through the stages of sleep, for those of us who, you know, sleep a lot, praise God, you just go through the natural rhythms. There's just a natural ebb and flow to how you get things done. So we understand that as we're making that paradigm shift, we change it to the point where instinctively the first thing that comes out of our mouth are affirming words. Instinctively, no matter what the situation is, we choose to believe rather than doubt. Instinctively, we choose to say words that bring life rather than bring death. Here's a good example. We don't say things like, y'all never gonna learn how to clean up. Even if we feel it's in our heart and we feel it's true, we don't put those words out into the atmosphere. Oh my God, this is your second time taking geometry. You're never gonna pass geometry. No, we don't put those words out there in the atmosphere. We don't say things like, there's never been a female that has held that position on our job. So we don't put that kind of stuff in the atmosphere, but rather we say, listen, I'll be the first female to hold that position in this job, because we understand the power of life and death rests within our tongues. We choose every day whether we're going to sustain life or we're going to support death. We get to make that choice literally every day. Am I going to sustain life or am I going to support death? But now let's get a foundation here for where we're going. Let's get a foundation here for what we're going. Get your Bible and turn to 2 Timothy. Go to 2 Timothy. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And I know I haven't had you walk your Bible in a long time. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I know most of us already know that one, don't you? 2 Timothy 3, 16. Are you there? I'm getting there. Don't be rushing me. just because you got your Bible on your phone and you just push the button and you're there. I'm old school. I use my actual Bible because I like to be able to turn to the Word. You there, 2 Timothy 3:16? Then wait for me if you're there. Don't be so rushy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. We find these words. It says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are right, when we are wrong, and teaches us what to do, what is right, what we should do. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So listen, you can rest assured that God's word is what you need, because the Bible has given us a certain level of assurity here that we cannot deny. It says all scripture. And I was telling them at Freed Indeed, all scripture means all scripture, not just the ones that we like. See, because I love when the word says that wealth and riches are in my house. I love when the word says that he's going to slap my enemy in the face. I just love those words. I'm like, yes, Lord, get them. But all of it is inspired by God. Even the ones that tell you when your enemy slaps you, turn the other cheek. You know, that one that tells you if he tells you to go 1 mile, you go 2. If he asks you for your coat, you give him that one and your other coat. Yeah, yeah. All of those belong to the word. All of those are inspired by God. Women going into Father's Day. The word that says, listen, your husband would rather sleep on the roof than in the house with a brawling woman. That word, too. That was inspired by God. It was written for the explicit purpose of being useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So when we establish a foundation based on the fact that the word is inspired by God, that it is useful to teach us to distinguish between right and wrong, then the word becomes powerful. The word becomes useful. The word becomes more than something that I say over the food that I'm about to eat. The word becomes real. The word becomes life-changing. The word says that you can sit in the middle of the floor with your one-year-old and her sister and her older sister and say, y'all gonna all graduate from college without from high school without having babies. I speak that over your life. I speak that over your life. I speak that for you because I understand the hardships that come with having babies young. I understand how that changes what you're able to do, how that makes your life more difficult. So I want to give you the gift of God's freedom, not just so that you don't experience the hardness of life, but because you need to understand that your body is the temple of God. That it is the dwelling place of the Lord, that he has infiltrated you with his love and with his ability to overcome, that he's given you strength to be not a statistic, to rise above the statistics that are set for you. See, you're not a statistic in God's eyes. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. So I have to use the word of God. Because when I'm saying things that are contrary to the word of God, when I'm using God's word to do anything other than speak life, then I begin to realize that I'm not operating in my nature, that I'm not operating in what God has assigned me to operate in, and that I'm operating outside of what God's will is for me. All scripture. So now I have no problem applying the word of God to my life. I have no problem applying the word of God that I like, and I have no problem applying the word of God that I don't like. I have no problem applying the word of God that says give. Yeah, I have no problem applying that word that says give. I have no problem applying the word of God that says your tongue, close it up, hush it. Don't speak everything that you think you ought to speak. You don't have to get back at everybody. You don't have to right every wrong. You don't have to be right every time. You don't have to show people how strong you are and how dominant you are in this situation. You don't have to use your power over people to show them that you have lordship over them. I take all of the word of God. I take the totality of God's word in planning my life. I take it in order that I might choose to sustain life and not support death. See, that's what your word of do. Listen, that's what God's word does for you. You begin to understand that first, the word of God is valid. It is the inspired, infallible word of God. You can have what it says you can have. You can do what it says you can do. You can be what it says you can be. Now, faith comes by hearing the word of God and hearing it and hearing it. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to hear it and you got to hear. You got to hear it from other people. You got to hear it from yourself. You have to hear it. The word of God is valid. Yeah. So then I say, now, I accept that the word of God is valid. I expect that it is the driving force in my life. So then I got to figure out what comes next, because I believe that it's valid. I believe that it's real. I believe that I can use it to make this paradigm shift. Go to John. Go to John chapter 14, verse 15. Go to John chapter 14, verse 15. John 14, 15. And you just about laid the foundation. So next week, I can show you some other stuff. So next week I can show you some other. And I am going to share that story with you when we come back. But go to John 14, 15, because I know you want to know about it. Are you there? John chapter 14, verse number 15. John 14, 15 says, if you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments. God's word is valid first, then God's word is binding. We're bound together to God by love. If you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me, figure out what my word is saying about me. Listen, you cannot obey something that you don't know. You just can't. If somebody brought to you a bed from IKEA and they told you to put it together, but they didn't bring you the directions, you'd put that bed together the best way you knew how. You'd probably get super close to figuring it out. But I'm willing to bet you probably have 10, 15 parts left on the side. Probably you say that they're not critical because the bed is holding up. But it would not be assembled the way it was originally designed to be assembled. Therefore, I'm decreasing its ability to do what God, what it was created, what the designer designed it to do. I'm limiting its strength and I'm limiting its functionality. It's the same way with us. The word says, if you love me, obey my commandments. But if you don't know what he has commanded and decreed about you, you cannot follow it. If you don't know it, you cannot follow it. If you cannot follow it, then you can't hold God accountable for giving you the blessings that's attached to it. If you can't hold God accountable to give you the blessings that are attributed to it, then you're not obligated. God's not obligated to manifest that in your life. So I got to figure out what God says about me. I got to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to be following. Because when I assemble the thing correctly, then it is going to operate the way that the designer designed it, and it's going to function the way that it's supposed to function. Its longevity is going to be increased. Its sustainability is going to be increased, and its beneficial qualities are going to be enhanced. You got to see that. If you love me, obey my commandments. This is Pastor Pratt, Freed Indeed Christian Center. Man, you got to come see me 10 a.m. 9401 West Garfield. If nothing else, follow us on Periscope on Sunday mornings. Get some word in you that way. It is super duper duper amazing. Amen. Get your stuff. Call a friend. Get a drink of water. Come right back. Amen. Amen.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316.
Hey dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen. Did you call somebody and let them know that Focus on Freedom was on the air? I hope you did, because we are really having a really super duper good time, and I have been just enjoying myself. Listen, update. This is week two, and guess what I still have with me? You're right. I showed you last week. It's here with me again. Listen. Ice cold and ready to go. I'm still drinking it. I'm still drinking it. It's just so good. And my face is only kind of halfway like the Joker face, but it's getting better. I'm like, oh. Liquid goodness. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Have you guys been praying for me? I hope you have, because I'm really sticking this out, and I'm doing good. I don't have, you remember I told you about my refrigerator? I only have a few in my refrigerator. I'm doing super good. So I'm really excited about the progress that God is making through me. And I'm just going to keep calling things that are not as though they were. I'm going to keep hanging on to God's word, because I've been teaching you here that God's word is valid. What it says about me is true. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can overcome addictions. I can put things down. I mean, I can live an abundant life. Then I was just telling you that the word of God is binding. We are bound to God through love, and his word is going to help us do what we need to do. I told you earlier that I was going to share with you the story about Denise, because I told you she just went back for her last year of law school, and I'm super, super, super excited about that. And this was a dream that she had. She graduated from Samford University in Alabama, honor student. I mean, she did her part, and she was slated to go straight from her undergraduate degree into law school. But she finished up her undergraduate degree, and I've told you guys the miraculous story about how God brought that into fruition. We get down to Alabama, and it's her senior year, last semester. We didn't have the money to finish paying the end of her tuition. But we drove from Phoenix, Arizona to Alabama, to Sanford, Alabama, with an understanding that, listen, while we're going, we're just in prayer. God, you're going to open up a way. You're going to do whatever you need to do so that she graduates. So we're driving to Alabama. We're driving to Alabama. We don't have the money in our pocket to pay tuition. So don't get excited like, oh, they just going to drive down there and pay it. No, we didn't have the money to pay tuition. Tuition was about $11,000. Y'all not hearing me. We needed to get to Alabama with $11,000. We got to Alabama, and we had about $3,000 in our pocket, the total. That was for travel, that was for lodging, that was for food, and there were six of us traveling. So then we had to get, you know, rental cars and all that stuff. So it wasn't no joke. We got to Alabama, and we wasn't playing. We didn't have no money, and we were truly confessing, God, if you don't open up a way in this, it's not going to happen. If you don't do something miraculous, then this is not going to happen. So we get to Alabama, and we're there. And listen, when we have graduations, my husband's family come. They listen, we're coming to the graduation. So we got all of them there. And my husband and I, we're laughing because we're like, man, we might be having an outside graduation. Just tell Denevia, you know, run across the stage and wave to everybody, but don't slow down, because they didn't even understand how serious it was. That when we got to Alabama, we still didn't have the money to do what needed to be done in order for them to say, let's let her graduate. So we get to Alabama, and the whole time that we've been there, we've been confessing God's word and believing that he is going to open up supernatural doors for us and do things that had not been done in the university's history. So we get there, and, we finally get to the person that we need to talk to, and we're going through and talking to the guy, and we're explaining to him, listen, we don't have the money. We can't pay the money. This and this and this, this. And as we're talking, the guy is sitting there across his big desk, and he's listening to us. This is the director of financial aid or whoever he was, but God bless his soul. He's listening to us. And after we get done talking, he kind of leans in close to us, and he looks at us in our face, and he said, you know what? I think the only thing for us to do right here is to let Denevia keep her dignity and walk with her classmates. I think that's what we ought to do. And we're sitting there thinking that we already thought that's what God should do. But the way he did it was, it's like, look, we came to this decision together because my husband and I were in unity with this decision. We already knew God was going to do something exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could think or ask. He didn't even ask us about the $11,000. He said, we'll talk about that later. But right now, call Denevia, tell her to go pick up her cap and gown. It's Friday evening. She graduates on a Saturday. He said, call her and tell her to go get her cap and gown so she can march with her student, with her class. Listen, everybody else didn't know how we were laboring in prayer, calling things that are not. And we were just taking one of those turn your face to the wall kind of moments and saying, listen, God, we've been good givers. We've served and we've helped other people's kids get through college. We bought cars and we just reminded God of all the things that he had told us to do. And we had been faithful on those things. Said, we don't doubt what you can do, God. We don't know how you're going to do it, but we know you're the one that's going to get it done. And the guy leans across the desk and says, I think we ought to make sure Denevia keeps her dignity and walk with her friends. So then that brings us to her graduating. Walking across the stage, getting ready to go to law school. Well, they're not going to release your transcripts if you owe them $11,000. I'm like, that makes sense to me. I couldn't even argue with that one. I'm like, God, you have exceeded my expectations. I wish now that I had believed for bigger. I wish now that I had just stood out on his word and says, they're going to release her transcript so she can start law school. And while she's in law school, we'll work at paying everything else. See, I stopped. My faith only went so far, but I bet you it won't happen again. I believe for everything. I believe for big now. I just believe it. But then I did say, okay, that's what I believe. So she gets out of law school and she can't get her transcripts to go on to law school, but she declares at that point, I'm going to law school. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to law school. So, of course, we lock in agreement because you know what? Two or three touching in agreement. God is in the midst of that kind of decision. So we all agree. 1 year go by. She's still not in law school. She gets a job at the Walmart and she's diligently working there. And she's telling everybody at the Walmart, I'm going to law school. Denevia would tell us about how they'd be in the break room laughing at her, talking about she's not going to law school. She's going to be right here at Walmart with all the rest of us. And she worked at Walmart year number two. She's still working. She's still saving. She's still paying off. We still doing what we got to do to get this tuition paid down. And then God just opened up windows and then she went on to school. And when she got to school, she sent a response back to the Walmart, told them thank you. For all that they had done to support her, that she was in law school. And I believe in my heart of hearts that she was a motivator to a lot of people who had been stuck there and who had stopped dreaming, because she believed enough that even when she was in Walmart cleaning out them grease traps, she was still telling people, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to law school. You know how it is when young people get on a job and they get into that cycle of paying bills and working and getting an apartment and getting a car. They get trapped there. But she never lost faith in the words that she was putting out into the atmosphere. She never wavered, and she never once said, well, maybe law school is not for me. Maybe that's not what God had in plan, had in mind for me. But I'm working my way up through Walmart, and I could be a Walmart manager. Not that there's anything but managing Walmart that's disparaging. That's not what God had told her he was going to do in her life. That's not what we had come together, touched, and agreed on. That's not what God had stood in the midst of. So she was able to stand firm on her declaration that even though I'm cleaning up the Walmart bathroom right now, I'm still a lawyer. Even though I'm making less than $15 an hour, I'm still a lawyer. I'm going to law school. And now she is within 1 year of accomplishing a dream that God put in her through her parents' inspiration when she was 3 years old. We've been calling this child a lawyer since she was a baby. We've been watching her go through different phases in life that took her on the path to becoming a lawyer. Denevia was part of the Junior Statesman of Arizona. She was part of the law group and doing all this. She's always been doing things that were preparing her to be on the stage to be a lawyer. And that's where you have to get your words honed in, so that even though your situations look like you're a toilet cleaner and a floor sweeper, you still got some great things in you. Even though it looks like what you said wasn't going to happen, ain't going to happen, you still have to confess. You still have to choose every day if you're going to sustain life or support death. You got to call somebody, let them know that Pastor Pratt is laying it down over here. I'm telling you, the word of God is coming forth. Y'all got to get this. You got to get this, because I told you last time, you one word away from your child being healed. You one word away from your finances being secured. You one word away from your marriage being restored. Amen? Amen. Come right back.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now, 800-219-8262, 800-219-8262, 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. Let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable unto God. I mean, I learned that one as a young person. Let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable to God. And I'm going to tell you finally, just think on the things that are lovely and pure. Think on those things that build you up and don't tear you down. Think on those things that set you on a trajectory for a greater impact in your life. I love sharing Denevia's story. I love it. And I cannot wait until I'm sitting there in the audience and they put her robe on her and they declare that you finished. And then she goes on and passes the bar and begins to practice law. I can't wait for, I want that for her more than anything else. I want her to see come to fruition all the words that she's already seen it. And she's already received it. She's already walking in it. But I tell you, it's going to be a marvelous thing for those around her to see, man, you can overcome some great obstacles and you just hang on to the word of God. I told you, based on 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, the word of God is valid. You can read it for yourself. 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God is valid. It's inspired, man. God inspired it to give us the foundations that we need in our life. The word of God is binding. John 14:15 tells us, look, if you love me, follow my commandments. We are bound together to God in love, and we're going to find out his commandments, because I need to know what the word of God says about me in order for me to follow his precepts. I need to follow his precepts in order for the supernatural things that are caught up for me in the heavenlies to be manifested here in the earth. I need what's caught up for me in the heavenlies to be manifested here in the earth so that other people will believe based on my testimony, based on my life. Other people will come to know God as the redeemer of their lives, and they too start down a path where they begin to understand that the word of God is infallible and it is inspired. It'll bring out of the supernatural things into the natural, that it'll change the way your life is going, and then your life can impact somebody else's life. The last thing that I want to tell you this week, listen, the word of God works. It works every single time. The word of God works. There are so many instances where we see that the word of God works. But just go with me to Genesis. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Because I told you that when God created, he stepped out on nothing. And he made everything that is and everything that will be. So when I get to Genesis and I get to chapter 1, I find out that just like God, I can speak things into existence. I can call things that are not as though they were. Listen, you can call darkness light. Yeah, you can call a mixed up situation to be separated. You can call something that's sinking ground to be firmament. You can call things that were not here, not living, not conceived, not perceived to be living, conceived, and perceived. You can call those things into being. Listen, when God wanted something to happen, he used only his spoken word. So when I look at the account of creation in Genesis chapter 1, and I go through just the verses that are there, I find out in verse number 1, it says, God spoke. He began to speak, and he did not stop speaking until he got to verse number 29. And when he stopped speaking, everything was done. So when I find myself in a situation, I begin to speak, and I don't stop speaking until everything is done. Verse number 1, God said. Verse number 3, God said. Verse number 6, God said. Verse number 9, God said. Verse number 14, then he spoke. Verse number 20, he said. Verse 24, he said. 26, he said. 28, he said. 29, he said, and then he stopped. Because everything that he needed to be created was created. So I speak, and I speak, and I speak until things that are not are so, until things that I'm holding on to from God are done in the super, in the natural. I speak that my children, the generational curses over my family are broken. I speak until divorce no longer runs rampant in my family. I speak until separated families no longer exist. I speak until lack is not an issue in my life. I speak until those psychological problems are no longer an issue. I speak until low self-esteem does not manifest itself in my life. I speak until, listen, everything lines up in accordance to God's will. And it, his will is that I have life and that I have life more abundantly. That's why he came. His will is that I be reconciled unto God and that I become an imitator of God, that I live my life on supernatural planes of abundance and that wisdom overflows and overtakes my life. That's the kind of stuff that I do. So I imitate God just like he did in Genesis. I say. I tell my kids, you say, I live in the best. I wear the best. I eat the best. I drive the best. That's what you say. Yeah, that's what you say. Even though Jasmine says she's driving her car, she calls it Vivica. She said, Mom, Vivica is overheating again. I understand, but you keep confessing. You drive the best. She just got hired on with the forensics department in Tucson. Tell me God ain't gonna give her the best. You just got to keep calling it until what is there is replaced by God's best. Yeah, you keep calling it. You know what? You look at it kind of like this. When you plant a seed in the ground, that seed don't always come right up. Because we planted some seeds at school, and some of the seeds came up within 3 days. Some of the seeds took 4 weeks, and some of the seeds took 8 weeks. But all of the seeds were under the ground growing at the same time. It just took some seeds a little longer for the natural view to be seen. They were all doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing, going into the earth, dying and growing. But some of them I could see quicker than I could see the other ones. Some of them I had to invest a little more time in order for me to see the product. But because the ones that started growing within a few days started growing, I didn't stop watering the ones that I knew were going to take 4 to 8 weeks. I watered those the same. I didn't stop taking care of the ones that I knew were going to take longer to grow. I took care of them the same way. I didn't just stop because I got one response to the seed that was planted because I knew there was so much more for me to have. So I had to continue to operate as though something was there, even though I couldn't see it. I had to keep putting in the effort, even though it seemed like the effort was being lost. I had to keep waiting, even though it seemed like there was nothing to wait for. The seeds that took the few days to grow, grew. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. The ones that took longer were growing. They were doing exactly what they needed to do. It just required me to be patient and wait until I got to see the fruition of what I was waiting for, until the completed process was made known to me. So when I put a word out there, I don't quit waiting on the word just because it doesn't come up in the time that I anticipate it should come up. I keep waiting until I see exactly what I called out of the supernatural into the natural to manifest. I tell you all the time, my husband has the very best example of this. Because I tell y'all, when we first got married, I was going to leave him. I was going to pack my stuff up and leave him. And I told him one, what was it? I think it was, it might have been a Monday or a Tuesday. But I told him, y'all quit laughing because I just laugh whenever I say it. I told him it was Monday or Tuesday. When I get paid on Friday, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Oh, man, this brother went and got all my stuff and put it in a box. You don't have to wait till Friday. You can leave right now. I got to have him come in because he tells it so much funnier than I do. He said, you can put all your stuff in the box. You can leave right now. So he goes into the closet and gets all my stuff and start putting it in a box. And I was like, I wasn't really going to leave. I was just saying I was going to leave, but I had no intention of leaving. Like, no, you don't threaten me. You're like, you going to leave? So he started, y'all made me lose my train of thought. He put all my stuff in the box, and I promise you, my stuff stayed in that box for about 3 years in the garage. He put my stuff in the box. He's like, listen, you don't start talking this word. If you're going to do something, you do it. And that's the way God is. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. You don't, well, maybe in the sweet spot. No, as soon as you can believe it, God will get it done. As soon as I told that brother I was leaving, he was ready for me to go. He started putting my stuff in the box. So just word to you, don't tell your husband you're leaving on Friday if it's Monday. That never works out. Just doesn't. And it's Father's Day month, so you can't leave anyway. You have to be happy and stay at home. So you believe God's word. You stand out on God's word. You believe it. You trust it. You operate in it as though it is going to come to pass. Listen, I want to keep teaching you. So come see me at Frida D. Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield. We're out in Tolleson. Give me a call at 480-758-9528. Or you can visit me on Facebook. You can visit me on Instagram. And you can visit me on that other thing. Facebook, Instagram. No, that might be it. Oh, Periscope. See us on Periscope Sunday mornings because we do the Periscope thing. So you'll be able to see us live in worship. Oh, Facebook Live. I told you I was going to tell you about that, but I have to ask Aisha some more about that because I know you guys not up on that Facebook Live thing, but I'll help you. Don't worry. Pastor got you. I got you. Amen. I love you. I'll talk to you next week. Go love somebody this week. Amen. Talk to you soon.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.